Los Angeles' flagship porn industry took a blow in 2012 when a law passed requiring the actors to wear condoms while filming. With no such condom law in place and being a 45-minute plane flight from Los Angeles, Nevada would seem to be a likely place for pornographers to relocate. But another black eye hit the industry in December when it was revealed two actors contracted HIV while filming in Nevada last year. Should Nevada have a similar condom law in the books? Does the HIV infection scare porn actresses and actors here? And should the government get involved and enact a similar condom law? Well, we're going to talk about this with several people, beginning first with Aurora Snow. She is a writer and a former adult film performer who has openly supported the condom law. Aurora Snow, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You were an adult entertainer for about 10 years and support condom use in adult films. Over the years, porn performers have contracted HIV from time to time. When that happens, what's the talk like among actresses and actors?
I think that the first thing most people feel is very sorry for whoever that performer is, because obviously nobody wants to go to work and contract that sort of a disease, or any disease, really. We all do our best to be as safe as we can within the parameters given. And honestly, even though condoms should be a choice and shouldn't have to be regulated, they are in fact not a choice for most performers. I did not use condoms for most of my career. I didn't feel that was a choice I had. Had I chosen to use condoms, I would have worked less frequently and never had the career that I had.
When you were in the industry, do you remember a time when somebody you had worked with contracted HIV?
I do remember, and one of the people that had contracted HIV was actually somebody that I had worked with before. And one of my first thoughts when I heard that, aside from actually feeling bad for this performer, was a very nice guy. And I was just very thankful that I wasn't the person in the scene.
If you would, take us back to that day when you learned about that. What went through your mind when you heard that news?
It was probably the first time that I had ever experienced something like that in the industry. And when I heard that this performer had come up with positive, I was shocked. I had felt so safe and so comfortable. I had been in for several years at this point, and it had never occurred to me that something like that could be so close to me. You know, that was somebody that I had worked with before. He was somebody I was comfortable with. It could have just as easily been me in that scene. And it was really frightening. And to be honest, after that, I actually, you know, wasn't sure if I wanted to work. And but it's strange because you have this shock and this fear. And for some reason, you know, that fear only lasts for as long as that issue is fresh in your mind. And as that fades, the issue fades. It didn't happen to you. You suddenly start feeling comfortable again. And then you go on. And then things for you, because it wasn't you in that scene, kind of just go back to normal until it happens again and scares you again. But I do think that the more frequent occurrences, which, you know, it's been happening a lot more in the last few years, I think that in a way people are just kind of getting used to it. They're like, oh, yeah, that happened. And then they find a reason to justify why it was that person, or, you know, justify how it couldn't have been them personally, because, you know, they don't do this or they don't do that. So something like that wouldn't happen in a scene they were doing. Yeah. And so they just go back to work like normal and feel safe.
You spoke a few moments ago about the idea of not necessarily feeling that you were able to use condoms or to make choices like that. Were there times in your adult career where you felt you did have that choice, where you could choose or choose not to have your co-stars use condoms?
No, I don't think so. I have been on a set where I had to pull the director aside because, you know, there was a guy that I was working with, and I don't think that he was quite fit for work. He called it a rash, but I, you know, didn't feel comfortable with that. And those are moments when you would definitely rather have a condom. And, you know, the director didn't want to lose location fees, didn't want to pay kill fees, and really tried to talk me into working with this guy who obviously was not fit for condomless sex work. And I held firm. I did not do that scene. But I don't know how many other girls aren't. How many other girls feel really bad and guilty even about speaking up.
Now, you have said that you endorse the Los Angeles law passed a couple of years ago requiring actors in the adult industry to wear condoms. Give us the 30-second spiel as to why you support that law.
The reason I support that is because I am for workplace safety, and unfortunately, I don't think that the industry promotes workplace safety enough. There are a very small amount of companies that do require condom use, like Wicked, and I think even Kink makes condom use available. However, outside of that, not a lot of companies without this kind of mandate will promote condom use. If a performer shows up, asks for a condom, most likely that performer is not going to be rehired.
We are talking with Aurora Snow. She is a writer and a former adult film performer who worked in that industry for about 10 years, and she supports the use of condoms in adult films. And now we turn to an adult film actress and director with a different perspective. Lorelei Lee has been involved in the adult film industry for 14 years. She is a member of the Adult Performer Advocacy Committee, and she has opposed that measure known as Measure B. Lorelei Lee, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
I appreciate your being here. So you are opposed to this measure passed in Los Angeles 2 years ago. Tell us, again, in about 30 seconds or so, why you are opposed.
Yeah, so I too saw, you know, many of the issues that Aurora brings up. I've been in the industry for 14 years, and during that time, our health and safety protocols have had flaws in the past that I really think have been addressed and have tightened. And I should say that I want to point out that actually using our protocols, which we call the PASS system, it's a mandatory testing system, there hasn't been an onset transmission of HIV in over 10 years. So performers who have tested positive during that time have been prevented from transmitting HIV onset. They've tested positive after an exposure in their private lives and have been prevented from transmitting HIV onset because of this PASS system, which is a very rigorous testing system that we have in place. Also, after the passage of Measure B, it became very clear that condom mandates don't work. They don't increase performer empowerment on set, and they don't increase condom use in adult films. And I 100% agree with Aurora that performers should have the right to choose and to choose to use a condom on set every time if that's what they want.
Let me ask you, Lorelei Lee, something that I asked Aurora Snow a few moments ago, which is, have you been in a situation like the one she described where there was, if you will, a near miss involving a male performer who was diagnosed with HIV or a comparable illness?
Yes, I was in a scene a couple of years ago, and it was the last scene a performer had worked in before they tested positive for HIV a few weeks after that scene that we had shot together. And I'm human, you know. I certainly had fear and also felt so much compassion for my fellow performer who, you know, was someone that I deeply respected and enjoyed working with. The thing, though, is that when that performer tested positive, they were prevented from transmitting HIV on set because of the PASS system and how well it works.
On the other hand, couldn't it be argued that if the performer had been wearing condoms earlier, it would have prevented the entire issue from coming up in the first place?
You mean prevented the fear? I actually don't think so.
Or the transmission of HIV.
Right. So this is a transmission that happened because of something offset. We know that for certain, because the way the system works is that each performer is retested after someone tests positive for HIV. Every single person that they've worked with is retested. So we know for sure no one else that they worked with has HIV, and so it definitely was not transmitted on set. Mm-hmm. So a condom on set would not have prevented that person from contracting HIV, unfortunately.
Mm. And yet, wouldn't you have felt somewhat more protected on the set? I mean, some have compared a condom on the set of an adult film to a helmet while riding a motorcycle. Why wouldn't performers want that?
So there's actually, it's more complicated than that, because condoms are not made for adult film use. The kinds of interactions that people have in their bedroom usually last about 15 minutes. On set, it takes about 1 to 2 hours of penetration to film a scene. And that increase in friction causes a couple different things. It causes condoms to break and break and break. And also, for many female performers, it causes something we call condom rash, which are microabrasions that then can make you more susceptible to STI transmission. So for a lot of women in this industry, condoms are not the answer and don't make us feel safer.
One of the main arguments against condom use has also been that that use takes away a certain part of the fantasy of pornography. If this were to become an industry-wide standard, do you think the adult film industry would begin to lose more money?
You know, I don't know about that. That is not actually a concern of mine. Of course, I want the industry to succeed and I want to continue to work. I really love my job and I love my coworkers very much, but my biggest concern is performer safety and health. So that's the reason that I don't think there should be a condom mandate, is for performer safety and health.
We are talking about the recent case of two male adult film performers diagnosed with HIV after filming in Nevada. Los Angeles County in 2012 mandated the use of condoms on film sets. Should the same happen in Nevada? We are talking with Lorelei Lee, an adult film performer and director. We have also been talking with Aurora Snow, former adult film performer, now a writer for, among other things, The Daily Beast. And joining us now is Adam Cohen. He is a public health consultant for the AIDS Health Foundation, the organization responsible for promoting Measure B, the condom-only law in Los Angeles County. Adam Cohen, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mr. Becker. Thank you for having me.
You heard about the decline in adult film permits in Los Angeles County since the condom-only law went into effect. The film permits have dropped to something like 10 or 20% of what they were 3 or 4 years ago. If more film shoots have gone underground, do you see that as a move that could increase the chance for health risks?
First, I'd like to say that the adult film permit decrease is actually not changing the amount of films that are still being produced in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
The permitting process is only in L.A. City, and most films are actually done in San Fernando Valley. And there are still about 30 to 40 films still being shot to your neighbors in the West in California.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
The other question you had.
Yeah, if film shoots go underground to get around the condom-only law, is that a move that could increase a health risk for the performers?
I don't actually think that the adult film industry can go underground, because currently they have to comply with U.S. Code 2257, which requires documentation that all the performers are at least 18 years of age. If they don't follow that regulation, they can't sell their films. End of story. So if they're going to go underground, that means they're not going to make any money.
Lorelei Lee, is there underground filming being done, whether it's Las Vegas or elsewhere, without proper permits?
Yes, I mean, absolutely. And it is exactly as you said, that when people are shooting underground, even though they're following 2257, 2257 is something that can be checked after the fact, but the actual time of filming is a time when they're unaccountable. And that, it creates a system where performers have less accountability for their employers. And so we're definitely less safe in that system.
So, Adam Cohen, you don't think that prohibition effectively creates an underground economy in this case?
If the industry is going to choose to work in Nevada, let's say, and avoid health and safety laws, that's their own prerogative, but that's why laws exist. That's why regulations exist, to address issues like this.
Now, in this recent December case that's kind of sparked this conversation, where the two actors were diagnosed with HIV after filming pornography here in Nevada, who claimed they were tested? What went wrong in this process?
So the case that you're referring to, a press release was put out by the California Department of Public Health in December, referring to a case that occurred late September, early October. And according to the California Department of Public Health, the first performer who ended up infecting a second performer on set initially tested at an industry-approved testing facility and had a negative HIV test. And they used the Aptima test, which is actually a very high-tech, high-quality testing system. Then, according to the Department of Public Health, the performer was tested within 14 days before those two film shoots. And then the first performer, when he received his second HIV test, finding out he was HIV positive, he had a viral load greater than 10 million copies per milliliter, meaning that he was highly infectious, which is why it was very highly likely that the performer contracted HIV the second performer contracted HIV on set.
So as part of the bottom line, Adam Cohen, should Nevada or perhaps Clark County enact an ordinance similar to the ordinance in Los Angeles County requiring the use of condoms on film sets?
So we know that current Nevada regulations about the sex industry are a model for STD and HIV prevention. In fact, we're very impressed with Nevada's system. We've never been concerned about whether or not the people of Nevada are going to protect workers in their state. So because Nevada is such a wonderful place to work and has a tradition of protecting its workers, I would say absolutely that the Nevada Department of Public Health and Nevada OSHA should both be working to address this issue.
Why do you think this would not have a chilling effect on the adult film industry?
Because the adult film industry is a legal industry, and they are considered a very mainstream industry. They want you to think otherwise, but they are part of the workforce. They pay taxes like everybody else.
We're talking about the recent case of two male adult film performers diagnosed with HIV after filming in Nevada. We've been talking with Adam Cohen. He's a public health consultant with the AIDS Health Foundation, and his organization was responsible for promoting Measure B, the law requiring the use of condoms in adult films in Los Angeles County. We turn now to Diane Duke, who is the CEO of the Free Speech Coalition, the group that voices the biggest opposition to the condom mandate in Los Angeles. Diane Duke, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You heard Adam talk about how many of the testing procedures used for adult entertainers may be ineffective. What's your response to that?
Well, I fully disagree with him, and I just want to clarify a few things. There was some misinformation given. Actually, San Fernando Valley is in L.A. County and is under the regulation, so I want to make sure that that's understood.
Okay, so it is under the regulation. Okay, thank you for clearing
that
up.
And so, no, our testing protocols are just exemplary. I mean, the New York Times came out and said that we were the unlikely model for HIV prevention, and we are. We've spoken to a number of folks from infectious disease specialists, epidemiologists who actually take a look at our program and say that they may be, especially in this situation, more effective or at least as effective as condoms. So, you know, our past protocol where our performers are tested every 2 weeks for HIV, chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, trichomoniasis, hepatitis B, hepatitis C, with state-of-the-art tests is really a model. And it's not something that is just pulled out of the air by the industry. We have doctors that work on this to determine the best tests. We are able to use the state-of-the-art technology.
And yet, Diane Duke, with all of the state-of-the-art technology, we heard Aurora Snow just a few minutes ago describing that fear, that sense of panic when one of her former co-performers tested positive for disease. That, and I'm sure she's not alone. I'm sure other performers have gone through that same experience as well.
Of course. And I would also argue if she'd been using a condom, there would be that fear there as well because, you know, depending on what the STI is, condoms aren't always the best protector, and condoms break on set, as Lorelei so aptly put it. So anytime anybody gets HIV, that's the great thing about this program is we are able to, you know, react almost immediately. We're hearing in December about an incident that happened back in September, which is unfortunately how health departments are much, much slower than our program is. As soon as somebody in a 2 weeks time span has tested positive for HIV, we then immediately identify all of their partners and make sure that everybody's tested and that nothing has happened with that.
So it seems like there's kind of a double-edged sword here because on the one hand, you're saying the testing protocols are solid, and yet health departments may be a little slower in adapting them, and these two performers did slip through the cracks.
Unfortunately, this set, and this is what happened when you were talking about underground and behind the scene, was not a past compliance set. They used paper tests. They used tests that were not all of the tests in the past compliance set have to be the tests that I just spoke of. They're not, you know, in the database, so we're not ensured that all of the tests were actually accurate and they hadn't been tampered with. So I can't really speak to that set because it was not a past compliance set.
So
in this situation is when this kind of regulation can push studios out of the state or underground. Not everybody is following the same protocols, and so more and more folks are coming on and more studios are coming on. We have a majority of the studios involved, but there are, you know, one or two studios, there are a few studios that have not come up to PASS compliance. But for the most part, our industry is in the PASS set, which is why we haven't had a transmission of HIV.
Diane Duke, if I can stop you at that point, in our last half minute or so, tell us why Clark County should not pass a condom law comparable to that of Los Angeles County.
It hasn't worked in Los Angeles County. It's put performers in much more danger. In L.A. County, every day there's 5 new cases of HIV. In our industry nationwide, we've gone 10 years without a transmission onset, and especially through the PASS system. It works.
Diane Duke is CEO of the Free Speech Coalition. Adam Cohen is a public health consultant with the AIDS Health Foundation. Laura Lilly is an adult film performer and director. Aurora Snow is a former adult performer who writes now for The Daily Beast. Thank you all very much for joining us today.
Thank you.